Your stuff is all set. We'd like to call the meeting.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Start off thanking everyone for today's meeting. If we could get approval or corrections or anything on the minutes from June 3rd and June 24th.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hey, Sean, I guess you.
This morning, I'm here to request and get authorization to accept the 2023-2024 Agents Discovery Implementation.
Right, O'Neill.
Join the meeting.
Supplemental grant from the New York Division of Criminal Justice Services. The primary grant is an amount of $235,060, and then the supplemental is in the exact same amount. This will deal with helping to offset the cost of services related to recovery reform that we incurred on or after 2023. Just as a side note, we typically get the aid to defense grant, but it's de minimis. It's always been very small. Maybe, right. And so this is the preamble, and it was just announced and introduced on an email chain with all of the chief defenders, and many counties have actually already it's a block grant, and so they're sending the money out. So you know, we've got that to use, and I've got some things on discovery. I think I talked to you before about Justice Text software program with videos and other things. So I think there's some very interesting things that we're going to be able to do this help improve the quality of our services.
Sean, do you know when you're on with them? Does this look like it's going to be a number going forward, or do you think it'll go back to the?
I can't tell. I can't. And there's and I'll tell you, the email chain. There are a ton of questions about, you know, how it's allocated and how you potentially split it with an assigned counsel panel. Those kinds of things, very nebulous. They just cut it loose.
It's it was something no one expected. It was passed. I mean, it wasn't even discussed to my knowledge. That's what it was. I mean, it's a good problem to have in my anticipation. If you look at what's happened over recent years between funding for the DA or a public defender, once it's in there, it's tough for them to take it out. But it's, you know, one bad budget year and they can cut it.
Right. Because that's what I was just looking at. I was looking for next year and stuff is not to plan on this number.
Right. And, you know, I think there is an understanding that it will continue because they're implementing a lot of these tools and other aids for discovery reform going to need to be perpetual. There will be, for example, software, and you have to maintain it and do other things. So, you know, there's an expectation that it's going to last. It's not a one shot. Where do you buy one piece of equipment? That's all you get. So,
thank you. You said this covers expenses back to April 20.
Yes, sir.
But you're also indicating that you have more expenses in purchasing things.
Yeah. And here's the twist is I'd already started looking at, for example, Justice Task, and worked up the budget to accommodate. And I did that with ILS for Burrell Hearing and other things. So this was. So, you know, I think it's a little goofy that they say, well, April 1st, 2023, when everybody, no one planned for it. So, you know, I think it's going to be tricky for some counties to go back and go, well, expense, And it's within the time frame, and so now we'd like to make payments to it, those kinds of things.
We certainly heard from the DA side when the report was put in place and what that was causing in his department. I honestly don't remember anything from your department as far as discovery.
No.
It almost seems to me like they put the money in the wrong bucket.
This is very strange. I mean, I got the my email and I stared at it and tried to understand it for, you know, out of the blue, doesn't make a ton of sense for me. We have already planned to take action with our discovery and other things. So it's there. We've got it. I intend to use it the most that way I can. Hopefully we'll keep getting it moving.
Okay. And that Justice Tech software you're talking about, that actually helps both sides.
Could. It certainly could.
Do we have a motion to accept?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sheriff.
All right, we're going to start off with some commendation. I could have Lieutenant Logsdon, Investigator Brown, Deputy Saltzman, and Deputy Butler come up. I'm going to remember Paul Harvey. Oh,
yeah.
And the rest of the story. That's what you hear this morning. A couple weeks ago, there was an arrest here in Stewart County. It was a young woman that had been accused of murdering her three roommates in Virginia and was most armed and dangerous. And there was a big manhunt going for her. And the state police developed information that this person was in. When they attempted to interview her, she took off and led them on a high-speed pursuit over 100 miles an hour coming towards Steventown. And Deputy Saltzman alertly notified Lieutenant Logsdon, and they began planning for when this vehicle and this pursuit came to the ground. So Lieutenant Logsdon immediately stationed crossovers with tire deflation devices in anticipation of this vehicle coming this way, and in order that it didn't get a chance to go north on 390 to a more populated area or continue east on 86 to a more populated area. Deputy Saltzman, Deputy Butler both deployed their tire devices on 86, successfully causing the stopping of this vehicle. The vehicle tried to take an exit, hit a guardrail, and stopped. Now, again, all the information was that this person was armed and dangerous. The person, after crashing, laid down in the front seat of the vehicle. In the meantime, Lieutenant Logsdon, recognizing this, has now transitioned to a barricaded subject, notified Investigator Brown, who was the commander of the SWAT team, who happened to be luckily training that day. So they were all out. Lieutenant Kennedy and Investigator Brown came to assess the situation. He had his drone with him that he has as an evidence collector. And they were to read on the situation and determine that the female was indeed laying down in the front with nothing in her hands. Investigator Brown put together a SWAT operations plan with one of our ballistic shields. They created a stack, used a distraction device, and successfully extricated her from the vehicle before she could grab the pistol that was below her. They took her into custody, being that it was a state police case initially, turned over to state police. It was their pursuit, which was the right thing to do. I often talk about how professional training, tactics, and tools make the difference. So here we have a person who's alleged to have killed all three of her roommates, allegedly with a pistol that was in that vehicle, was stopped and removed with only minor injury to her, no injury to the police. We saw last weekend what happens when those pursuits go wrong up in Utica. So when I talk about how important it is that they train tools and personnel in the right place at the right time, this is an example of what this turned out as well as could possibly be expected. And as opposed to how it could have ended in a fiery crash and a shootout. So right now I'd like to commend all of these gentlemen plus Lieutenant Kennedy. So I do hereby commend Lieutenant Logsdon, Lieutenant Kennedy, Deputy Brown, Deputy Butler, and Deputy Saltzman for their professional leadership and service. Not only did they display quick and effective evaluation of a dynamic life situation, but they also successfully stopped a fleeing person accused of murdering three people utilizing their training and tools. They took that armed person into custody, no injury to law enforcement, and only minor injury to the suspect. Thank you for your professionalism, integrity, leadership service to the citizens of Steuben County, July 1st, 2024, James Allard, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Yeah, and make sure we get pictures before you go. There's Mary. She's got you. I have a foundation to do today. This person's going to be mad at me when I do it. Under Sheriff McDonald's, would you come up, please? Everybody that knows Under Sheriff McDonald's knows that he's very quiet, doesn't like attention, and it makes it very difficult to recognize all the things he does. I bring your attention to the first 6 months of this year, 2024. Under Sheriff McDonald's has successfully brought over $1.2 million in grant aid to Steuben County. These grants not only serve the sheriff's office, but every police department in the county. And receiving this amount in grants is unprecedented for us, as both grants were not established rollover grants like the DH grant others that we get with Mr. Marshall. These are completely a result of the undersheriff's ingenuity, communication, and research abilities. Also, in June of this year, we unveiled the Emily's Challenge trailer. Trailer, an education tool used to deter not only intoxicated driving, also the decision to ride with an intoxicated, impaired, or distracted driver. This trailer is the culmination of a four-year effort by the undersheriff to create a teachable tool as a result of unimaginable tragedies. Each of these events by themselves worthy of commendation. However, when you couple these accomplishments with undersheriff's oversight of a recent homicide investigation that occurred in Woodhull, the duties and responsibilities he accomplishes every day to keep Steuben County safe, you start to get the full picture of the commitment and professionalism under Sheriff McDonald. Therefore, I, Sheriff James Allard, do hereby commend under Sheriff John for his commitment, professionalism, leadership, and service. Not only did you successfully complete every task assigned to you, you also engaged yourself in multiple extra projects which positively affect not only our office, but also Steuben County. Thank you for your continued professionalism, integrity, service to the citizens of Steuben County, July 1st, 2024. James
Sheriff. It's a pleasure to work under somebody like Jim. I've said it before. I think it, not just professionally, but personally, his mentoring or his relationship has affected my life, and I can't thank him enough. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to personally thank the undersheriff for all the work on the trailer.
Yeah, it really was a huge task. And if you listen to him, it was nothing, but...
How long did it take us to put that together?
Almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Therefore, to get it all done. Yeah. but it's awesome. Now, okay, first item, I just referred to it, is an award in the amount of $601,102 for countywide management system for policing in Steuben County. We've been talking ever since EM started to Tyler for their CAD about a records management system for the entire county for all police agencies. Most counties have that now, and the CAD system can feed directly into the RMS. The RMS is for all agencies to use. So Under Sheriff McDellis again did a grant to DCGIS and was awarded it. And this will do a couple things for us and for the county. Cornell PD and Corning PD, their records management system is no longer supported and is not able to be used in conjunction with the Monroe Crime Analysis Center. Their data isn't obtainable. Canastillo, Hammond Sport, Painted Post, and Addison are all on the FAS platform, I believe, and that is no longer supported by the state. We have all these agencies that don't have the ability to buy a new program, and also their information isn't accessible to everyone. So with this grant, it's our hopes, while the grant will cover the initial installation, the initial changeover, and one-year maintenance for all agencies, that our intention is that the maintenance to each agency goes to that study. We cover our maintenance and move forward with a data base that the Monroe Crime Analysis Center can tap into and that every agency in the county can see whatever they're permitted to see. By. So we're looking to receive authorization to see $601,102 from CJS to move forward with this project. And again, everything we do will go through Tim's office and we'll make sure that we're not in Albuquerque.
Sheriff, do most departments make it sound like maintenance per year? They just
yes, I've talked to every chief and OIC in the county since that notification, and they're all very, very interested in it and believe they can sustain it.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Yeah. So I'm a little confused. So would the city of Corning only have to pay the maintenance?
Yes.
That's it?
I'm going, yes.
Do we have an idea what that's going to be costing?
It's going to be per license. So I don't know yet. That's one of the meetings we're going to have with Tyler, is to make it understand fully. And we're going to have every municipality at that meeting, hopefully, so we can understand fully what those costs will be before we sign the dotted line. Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Chair, before we move on to number two, I don't know. I just want to hear guys that are halfway between the door here. Thank you very much for coming. If they, I don't know if you guys are halfway to the door. If you want to leave, you can. It's totally up to you. I just saw a couple of them halfway between the door. I was like, do we need to stay? Thank you. And if you do sneak out, thank you.
Yes. If your photo's done, you can. If you want to stay and watch, you can stay and watch. All right. Next one is a budget adjustment. $20,000 from capital project to minor equipment. And that, as I recall, is for the purchase of the pistols, sights, and holsters for the entire agency.
I'll move for discussion. Second. All right. Go.
Yeah, we approved the transfer of $96,000 for this, and now you're looking for $20,000 more. Can you explain why?
Yes, the 96 was just for the pistols. Mm-hmm. With the pistols come the new sights and holsters that have to be bought in order to house the new sights.
If I wasn't this hot, calculated for the total price back
It was. This is part of the calculation over for that, because this goes to the jail holsters and sights.
Okay.
It was part of the plan.
This is just transferring between minor and
a capital project to
minor. That's why we needed.
But the money was in the capital project.
Well, the for the body scan, and there's excess funds available. Does that answer your question?
Yep. Thank you.
Is there any other questions? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the next item is a donation. Actually, two donations later at the same time. One is from $6,000 Sheriff's Foundation. If you remember, in our goals this year, we wanted to get supervisor training for every sergeant lieutenant in the agency from the Daigle Law Firm. Leadership training courses on daily reduction of liability. That's why we were interested. That's going to cost close to $5,000 to $6,000. So the Sheriff's Foundation agreed to donate that money for that training, and that's what that would be earmarked for. The $50 was from the Corning PD for the K-9 account.
The first one, is that just for the Sheriff's Department or all agencies?
Just for ours. So we have 9 sergeants in the jail, and we have 4 on the road, 5 on the road. So that would be all of the 1, 2, 3, 4 lieutenants.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Second. A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Next is authorization to renew the school resource officer contracts for the district.
I'll move this matter.
Discussion. We have a motion. If we have a motion and a second discussion.
Sheriff, are the contracts for the SROs, are they all the same
to the district?
They are, except for the BOCE SROs is different because that's a full reimbursement of a deputy, full-time deputy. And the hardcore one is for half a deputy.
And how about the SROs at the school? They differ.
They do. We give them the ability to meet the needs of their superintendent as long as they're within our policy structure.
So you have copies of all those. And do all the schools in our country?
At this time, yes. Now they don't have full time and they don't all have it for months.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, Addison has their own, although they're now looking to contract with us. Cornell has their own. They've contracted with us in the past. Wayne has their own. They've contracted with us in the past. So it kind of goes, Bath had one of their own and one of ours. So there's a mix and match. Our opinion and our stance has always been that if the local PD can do it. If you can't do it, well, then we'll see what we can do to help. In Corning, yes. All of the elementary schools. District do, not all elementary schools do.
Thanks.
But every district countywide has at least one.
They're probably in the high school.
Typically. Yeah. Savona has one in the elementary, one in the high school. Bath does the same. And GT splits because they've got the 2 locations. And in our courts only have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just wondered, because there wasn't a link to it, is Does the dollar amount change year over year as we go forward? Or
no, actually, the dollar amount is set by you.
But they're getting paid the same amount as they got last year?
Yeah, and that's an issue. We actually wanted to raise that this year, but with all of the state aid for the school districts, we didn't feel it was a great time to try and move that. So probably next year we'll, but that's by a vote by you folks, salary wage, because it's a county contract. And we did that before we took it from 28 to 30 or something like that.
Yeah. Is there a ceiling because of the retirement allowance?
There is. They can get waivers as SROs. Canastillo does that. And North Hornell does that. We have not. We've stayed at the top. But I think we're probably going to have to address.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And that was since I state retirement went up. We moved.
Yeah. But by an acclamation of your entire board, we can change that.
The JT has one that they share between elementary and the school, which is a concern as far as I'm concerned, because you've got 7 or 8 mile distance from one building to the other, which is from most of the other school districts. If you have SRO in the high school and there's a problem at the elementary, there's time plans. I'm guessing probably they don't have two is because the school district doesn't want to have two.
Actually, the school district has been on us to get a second one.
Have it?
We just don't have the body to put in. Because we hire all retired police officers.
Right.
So, now we have total, we have 20 SROs. We've tapped that pool pretty hard. And matter of fact, the undersheriff was on the phone with Ms. Jordan last week saying, you've got to get me somebody. So they definitely want seconds.
Okay. So as soon as one's available.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We have a couple districts that way that we can take.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay, next item is to authorize $16,327 to, I guess it'd be the city, since we're now police department, for employee transfer. We had a lateral transfer in of a person who was in 3 years of the city academy under general municipal law, where we are responsible for a portion of that. It's a sliding scale from the academy to 3 years out. It's still a tremendous cost savings for us to pay this. So the city sent us a bill for $16,327 for that person fully trained.
So this deputy used to work for Hornell?
Correct. He was a patrolman for this. Yeah. And he lateral transferred here. Yep.
I'll second it.
I don't ever this occurring in my 16 years I've been here. When we train a deputy, a new deputy, and they leave?
Yeah, except for the state police. They're the only ones that don't have to pay.
Of course.
We actually did it once when I was newly sheriff. We had a person that went to Corning PD, and they had to pay us $13,000 for him. That's the last time.
Yeah, I never remember that, I guess.
Yeah.
So is this the first time we're having to pay another municipality to reimburse?
Since I've been here, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, and our final kind of a goofy one. We have a Tyler program code in the civil office that tracks everything in and out of that. And for the past couple of years, they've been sending the maintenance contract program to finance because of Munis. And we just now this past month, and it's for the past, I think, year. and it's in the amount of $19,608. We never received it. We budgeted for it every year, but we haven't received it. So in order to stay current with Tyler for soft code, because they did send it down, it just never made it to us. We would like to transfer $19,608 from salary and wages to maintenance contracts lines up to date with Tyler regarding the soft code program.
So did Tyler get paid over those years?
No.
And we never heard from them?
No. Recently reached out and said, hey, you haven't paid us in 4 years for your maintenance bill. Okay. And they said, we've been sending it every year, but it never made it to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of Eunice. Eunice is Tyler also. So
we have the same problem with the 911 stuff as well. It goes to finance, then they send it back to us.
We just didn't get it sent back.
So finance never paid it then.
Correct.
Well, it just seems like something isn't working in the finance.
Hey, we didn't talk to Tammy and Mitch. I wasn't aware of that either. So we can have a discussion with
us. Sounds like an oversight.
It sounds like Tyler's not paying attention either.
Who's your number if I get paid?
They're a very big company.
Well, it's just good that you check in to make sure it didn't get paid, you know, through some other part.
Right. Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
That's all I have today, and that's enough.
I can get your signature on these two, Mr. Horton.
Get out of your way.
First item I have is Wilmac made an error on the quote that they gave us for our annual maintenance, and it was like $5,000 short. From last month, I brought to you. So last month, I brought to you $9,020. It was actually the correct amount should be $34,120. That's a 5% increase from the previous contract for maintenance.
Yeah.
The money is budgeted. That's correct.
I'll move it higher.
Second. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right. Next item is our Entrato contract. This is for our phone service. This is year three of a I believe it's $42,693.05.
A motion from Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any questions? Favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Okay, so the next item is a change order with the Tyler CAD project. One of the items that we identified was not in the original PAT proposal was our retention of what we call premise data. So archive, basically, we have a lot of archive records from the previous CAD, and this process would bring those records over so that it's part of the Tyler CAD. So then they could just click on the link and they could access the previous data for the history of that residence. This is important for a lot of lawyers, some emergency medical stuff, some of our flagged properties, things like that. So request a change order for $29,000 for the 9-1-1 CAD project.
Be paid for out of?
This will come out of the CAD.
I'll second it. We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Small equipment change side. We need to order 8 tablets for the EMTs to use as part of their charting. $1,500. This would include transfer as well, moving from our fringe unspecified line item to the minor equipment line item.
Tim, does that include chargers and everything?
Yeah, that includes cases, chargers, everything. Yeah, because they actually, we would be ordering hard shell cases for them. So if they drop them, then.
I'll move it, Potter. Second.
Did you say what the dollar amount was?
$1,500.
Okay. There's money in the budget.
We're transferring from the unspecified fringe benefit line item, which has a significant amount of money in there for this type of transfer.
Other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next item is transfer to cover a vehicle. As brought to you before, we've had a struggle with vehicles. We only had Tahoes. We couldn't afford the Tahoes, so we transferred over to an Expedition. Now the Expedition costs have gone up, so now we need to transfer $5,000 again from the fringe benefit unspecified line item, equipment line item, to cover the cost of the purchase of the last vehicle.
So with that transfer of $5,000, you're looking for the top?
Still the Expedition.
I think that's in there.
Price has gone up $5,000.
So it's not quite $5,000, but between the two vehicles we're purchasing, the difference is $5,000. We thought we were going to have enough with the two vehicles, the cost of both, but we ended up being short. So, yes, the price has gone up.
For two vehicles?
It's two vehicles. One has enough money, one needed an additional $5,000. Between the two, we thought we were going to pass out, but it just did not come out that way once the mini bids came back.
What's this vehicle to be used for?
So the first vehicle is for the radio maintenance, and the second vehicle will be an alternate flight car.
Okay. We didn't get a motion.
I'll move it.
Questions.
Radio maintenance, he's hauling a bunch, he, she is hauling a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but we also need
like one of the new style service vans.
So we're using the Tahoes as for towing as well. So that's why we get the Tahoe, because it's for the Expedition, seems to be the heavier load so that they can tow the trailers.
Okay.
That reason why we went that direction.
That makes sense. Go ahead, Gary.
Is this, do I say total cost, or are we going to have radios, cages, whatever?
No, that'd be total cost of the vehicle. The additional stuff is budgeted.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? All right, we have all in favor. Opposed? Carries.
Last item I have on the agenda is discussion regarding Camden Sport Ambulance. I'm not sure whether Jack and Jennifer want to do this in open session or executive session.
Yeah. That executive, you want to just say it?
Yeah. We'll say okay. It. Yep, that'll work.
Tim, I just have one comment for you. Magistrates this month did a tour of the 911 center.
Yes, I heard that.
I've heard nothing about it. And anybody, I guess, that you could give a tour of that to see it, they said it's amazing how they keep, you know, 3-4 screens up. So I just want to give you positive feedback.
Yeah, there's actually six tour. Screens.
So, I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's my understanding that the EMS is now up and running.
So I'm able to report that at 10 o'clock this morning, New York State will be here to inspect the Woodhull rig and our fly car. So by this afternoon, we may be up and running.
Yeah, it's last week with contracts with Guthrie.
Contracts, insurance. This has been a moving target, and it's good that we're finally to this point. So we're hoping, fingers crossed, everything worked out the way it's supposed to, and we may be up and running this afternoon.
Okay. Where did we start?
That's all completed. So this is the last step. Once the certificate of need goes to Albany and we file all the required paperwork, New York State Department of Health comes down and inspects our ambulances and make sure that we have the policies, procedures, everything in place to be able to move forward with that.
So Albany already has those documents.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Yep. So hopefully, fingers crossed this afternoon, we'll be up and running and moving forward.
If you would send me an email, that's all been approved and so forth, I'll let the towns in my district know.
We've been reaching out to most of the chief officers because we have to work out some box alarms and things like that. So each of the departments we've talked with personally, but we'll let you know for sure. I don't anticipate a problem because Woodhull's ambulance was inspected a couple of months ago, on a regular inspection. So I don't anticipate a problem. So I'm grateful that, we're at this point. And again, kudos to Brandon Rossetti, who's done an amazing job with getting this project up and running.
Yeah, I'll second that. Kudos.
All right. Any other questions?
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. One request, actually two requests, I guess, and one. Asking in the public defender's office to reclassify an assistant public defender, senior assistant public defender, and also appoint that individual at management grade A, step A, 102518. I'll explain the details for you.
By way of explanation, I've been coming to you pretty consistently now for many months to talk about my experience and my education through getting this. And I am heavily invested in it, and so is the office. I will be traveling to Atlanta once again for a leadership summit this month, which bookends Core 101 program. It's an intensive two-week training program that I've sent one of my younger attorneys. The point being is that I've heavily invested in this. It's transformative in terms of what I can do and what my senior manager to help bring the department to another level. What I found is I've traditionally been running with two senior assistants on the criminal side of the house. We have two on the family court side of the house as well. The criminal side, and I say I had been running with two, but I changed. And so I've been going with just one for quite some time. Because of my attempts to implement and other programs. programs from the Gideon's Promise. It's not happening in the way that I had envisioned. It's happening slowly. This is a duties-based request. I would like another senior assistant on the criminal side to get us back to where we were before, in order to give assistance to the less experienced attorneys and my law student volunteers. This summer, they continue to come. And so I need to be in place that on a day-to-day basis can work with those folks and help train them with the information that I picked up from Gideon's Promise. I also need them to be available for the other attorneys to answer questions regarding specific work problems, discussing general legal issues, and providing critiques of courtroom performance. I definitely want to engage in more secondary mentorship when it comes to trials. We've got new people coming in, and they need the experience and mentorship from another senior. And there's only one person a day, and for a senior has a heavy caseload. We've got many cases right now, so it's very difficult to sit down and find time with them to discuss these things, at least with the other attorneys. I also would like a place to assist me in conveying clearly and accurately what I've picked up from the Gideon's Promise program, but also the new procedures in training with the staff attorneys and connection between the staff attorneys and our non-professional personnel and community resources. I also would like this person to fill a gap in terms of assisting me with providing recommendations for hiring new staff, the interaction with the interns, preparing suggestions on new revised procedures, and providing other administrative assistance. And last but not least, I continue as we pick up these grants, things get more and more complicated. I need somebody to coordinate assembling and collecting the information and data for my statistical reports back to the state. And that happens on a number of levels. I'm currently working with the family court side of the house to get that up to speed. I need more boots on the ground in order to make this work and make it. The candidate that I have in mind is highly qualified. She actually used to run the Department of Social Services in Yates County, so very experienced. And so that's my request. This
here is just a legislator from Jack told me that we would classify the position, but not the midpoint that goes to admin.
So yes. Process wise, and it also is budget.
Understood.
We have enough.
So this would be a new person from. You're not filling the position from within, am I correct?
No, filling the position.
So it's essentially an upgrade. So
yeah, okay.
It's reclassifying a position.
So you have to fill a position.
Yes, sir.
Next one.
Are you going to then back at the position?
Yes, matter of fact, interviewed and I intend to hire a young lady. I interviewed her on Friday, so the
any other questions that we need a motion and second? So,
second.
Do you have questions? Oh. Any other questions? Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Appreciate it.
Brooks, you wanted to give a update?
Yeah. I reached out to Kelly over. I just got back from the VA Association annual conference. The sunburn is for me in Woodhull. I promise you that. I wore a hat late. But anyway, we had at the there were two folks came to talk to us. One is a guy named Joe Marcos Savos. Joe is the deputy of DCJS, and Mr. Savos is the executive director of public safety.
And they came to talk to us about a number of things, bad news about legislation, some good news about grant stuff. They are going to continue the enhanced ATP grants that we get for recruitment retention, probably by the window. We should get the same number this year we got last year, and that large discovery continue on a 5-year window as well. The numbers haven't come out yet, but they give me the formula to figure it out sometime this week when I can break down the calculator process. Both of them gave relatively long speeches, and at the end, the good news, bad news, they came up with what they both had. Obviously, the language was sort of their big ask to us as DAs. And their big ask was work with the new legislation that allowed us to shut down sticker stores, work with the state to prosecute those cases. That's what they came up with. The idea, their belief is that under our local laws, local laws partner with the state police. And we can create some cases and not only shut these things in, but also pursue criminally. And they're looking for us to start doing that as soon as possible. They asked their number. So I just wanted to, I don't know where we are in the process, but they clearly envision that law enforcement will be the general process. I've already had the New York State Police, their violent crime and drug unit reach out, and they available relatively soon. They're finishing up a large wire case. Luckily, it's not here because it's going to be a monster case involving drugs, but they're going to be free soon. When they are, they'll be down here with somebody actually from the Office of Cannabis Management. They're looking for a local law enforcement to identify the shops, work with them. They'll do some investigation. They'll leave visiting inspections. We will find more criminal activity in every single one of these. They're selling marijuana untaxed. They are selling the marijuana. We tested a few. We sent some out just recently on what will be a money laundering case to a laboratory because state police doesn't test them. They are concentrated cases. It can be either a misdemeanor or felony thing about how much they have. The quantities of special investigation unit marijuana traditionally exceed what anybody can possess and fundamentally are illegal. So once we get somebody in and they can look around, we can then generate search warrants or do whatever else. But their ask from the governor's office was to get this thing moving to be ready as soon as possible. So I thought I would share that with you. They are giving us state resources, our grant money, and what they are asking for in return is to say, hey, get this thing moving. Get a local law enforcement partner. You as DAs, please prosecute the case. They're generated by the dispensary. And we'll shut these things down, get both civil fines and criminal activities and criminal prosecutors. So I thought I would share that with you because it came directly from the governor's office to us. I don't usually hear a big ask from DCJS or the governor's conferences or any of this stuff. So that's so far. The other thing I did pick up there was our Axion body camera case management system. Apparently the state is negotiating with them right now, so we may be able to figure that out. Far more cost-effective manner than we had.
It's really more or less for is it a simple question? Something we're going to have a discussion.
No, I just want to be kind of comment. State dragged their feet on this for several years.
Yep.
We wanted to do enforcement years ago, and now they're all of a sudden going home, want to get the ball. They could have simplified the thing if they had just passed a state law that would help.
Yep.
And now they want us to get a law ASAP, which having drafted local laws at the local level, it takes time to get it done right.
I'm not suggesting the state makes sense.
I'm not going to have that conversation. This wasn't so much for you as it was for the other legislators. The frustration of the whole process.
Well, and that is some of the frustration expressed by the DA is why they're law passed to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been frustrated by the prosecutors and the fact that OCM wouldn't come out and state tax wouldn't come out. I wasn't behind it before and now she is, and there's a push. I think the reality is if what we all said would probably drive this down the road is tax revenue. They're absolutely losing. And the current stores. The lawful stores are coming in and they're there because it's being supplied by the sticker store. So, what they have done, they're really good. They're supposed to work now. think that's pushing them, but the long story is they're asking us to move quickly, and they're supposed to do it now. Why they didn't do it right, I can't tell you. New York State is kind of used to that. So
where the state works.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Jeff, can I?
We're not supposed to have a discussion on this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How about that? Can you believe that?
Second. All in favor, say aye.